On the House floor, the bill's sponsor, Republican State Representative Rick Jaspers of Jasper, Georgia, explained why students should be allowed to carry weapons on campus.
Criminals are armed not only with their weapons, but the knowledge that the law-abiding people on campuses are disarmed, making campus folks easy prey.
What followed was a lengthy floor debate with Republicans mostly supportive and Democrats mostly opposed. Republican John Meadows, chair of the powerful House Rules Committee, said it was time for people to take back their Second Amendment rights.
Your rights have been chipped away little by little for a long, long time.
Meadows added an appeal for the bill that sounded a lot like a threat.
I never forget nothing. And it's taken me a long time to learn to forgive some people.
Meanwhile, Democratic Representative Scott Holcomb, a combat veteran representing Atlanta, argued guns were the last thing college campuses needed.
I'm not, by nature, a worrier. But I worry that the mix of alcohol, drugs, sex, and immaturity on college campuses could be fatal.
Holcomb referenced University System Chancellor Hank Huckabee's opposition to the bill. Huckabee has said he doesn't think the bill will make campuses safer. Under the bill, gun owners would be able to carry weapons in classrooms, but not residence halls, athletic events, and fraternities and sorority houses. The bill must still be approved by the Senate and signed by the governor. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.